Good to see each and every one of you. Happy Easter. I'd rather say it this way, Happy Resurrection Day. Because he lives, we live also. Amen. If you have your Bibles, let's move this morning to Luke chapter number 24. I've been preaching a series on great questions from the Bible. And we are going to address another question around the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And I'm excited to hear God's word. But hey, listen to this. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I have not came today to manipulate you. There's too much of that going on today anyhow. Now, it's God's word that produces faith. It's God's word that will change your life. But look at Luke chapter 24, and we'll read just a few verses down to verse number 6, and we'll use all this passage to verse 12. Now, upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, and they being the ladies, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away. Somebody say amen right there. From the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Now notice this phrase coming. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, here's the question for today. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He's not here, but he's risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. I love the Bible. But I tell you, the part of the Bible that really thrills me is the part of the Bible that deals with the earthly ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said he was born of a virgin, prophesied 700 years before he was born. He started his public ministry when he's 30 years old. John the Baptist introduced him to us. Amen. He said, he that cometh before me is preferred before me. John the Baptist said, he must increase and I must decrease. John the Baptist said, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We all have a problem this morning, and it's a sin problem. But I'm glad for the Lord Jesus, who came and bore our sin upon Mount Calvary and shed his blood for us. Amen and amen. For 30 years old, he started his earthly ministry. At 12 years old, he confounded the doctors and the lawyers. Somebody help me preach right there. And at 30 years old, he turned the water into wine. He took a Samaritan woman and gave her water that she'd never tasted before. He gave her eternal life. I'm talking about a Savior that told the disciples to follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. And I want you to know something. There must have been something real about Jesus for them to drop everything and say, I'll leave my occupation. I'll leave what I have and I'll follow you. Boy, I'm about to ready to preach. And they watched him heal the maniac from Gadara. They watched him raise Lazarus from the dead. Somebody help me, preach. Listen to me. And then he was brought before, and his own people brought him to be crucified upon the cross. They brought him before Pilate. Pilate investigated him, interrogated him, and Judas betrayed him for 30 pieces of silver. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They planted them down, put a spear in his side, and they even released a murderer. Somebody help me preach. He went on the cross and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? he tasted sin, was tainted by sin. You said, whose sin? Your sin. Amen. They put him on a cross and they said, well, we've ruined everything. They didn't ruin nothing. See, he went to the cross by the determined foreknowledge and counsel of God. Hey, you're saved today because an eternal God planned a plan of salvation before the world ever began. Hallelujah. And we come to Luke 24 in our text. They came on the first day of the week. Now, by the way, this is the first day of the week. We don't worship on the Sabbath. This is Resurrection Day. That's why we come out. That's why we worship. That's why we come and pay our tithe. That's why we're faithful. That's why we know that a lost world needs the gospel and needs the death, burial, resurrection priest. We come today because he's alive this morning. Amen. And the angels asked him a question in verse number 5. Here's what I'm trying to get to. Why seek ye the living among the dead? These ladies brought expensive spices. They come looking for Jesus. They were looking for the Savior. But folks, they were looking in the wrong place. He's not no dead cemetery. He's alive. Hey, I want you to know, you're not going to find him in religion. You're not going to find him in fake books and self-work books. And you're not going to find him in drugs or alcohol. You're not going to find him in emotionalism or ecumenicalism. You're not going to find him in the nightclub. You're not going to find him on TikTok. You're not going to, oh Lord God, he's not on sale at Walmart. Somebody help me preach. You can't map quest him. You can't Google Jesus. He's alive this morning. I tell you, I'm glad that was the day I found him when the Holy Ghost had convicted me of my sin. I trusted God as my Savior. And some of you are in a little shock right now, just kind of preaching. And hallelujah, you need to hear it this morning. I could preach on this tonight, looking for all the right things in all the wrong places. Let me give you four thoughts and I'll be quick. I can preach fast. Number one, I want you to notice in verses 1 and 2, the traditional practice. See, the tradition was to come and anoint the body. That's tradition. And by the way, these ladies were sincere. They were serious. They were sacrificial, and they were trying to do the norm, trying to do tradition. I want to say this to you. We're eat up with tradition. God help us. By the way, you said, well, Easter's all about a new dress and a new suit and get my picture with the Easter Bunny. I want you to know, Easter's more than that. It's not about Allah. It's not about Buddha. It's not about atheism, agnosticism, Mormonism. But ladies and gentlemen, Easter is about a risen Savior. By the way, we need to ditch our tradition. You would say, well, preacher, I've always was taught that you just come to church and you sit like a little quiet church mouse and just wait on something to happen. Something that's already happened, ladies and gentlemen. He came from the grave. Am I preaching? I'm about to get loose. Number two, I want you to notice. In verse number 4, their terrible perplexity. Look what it says. And it came to pass as they were much perplexed thereabout. Behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. You know, some of the smartest people I know are confused as a termite in a yo-yo. Some of the most religious, prosperous, popular people are just as confused as they can be. Somebody help me preach. Amen. I want all y'all to know something. We got a real perplexing idea about Jesus. We equate Jesus with good health. Come on, help me preach. We equate Jesus with getting a check in the mail if we sowed a little seed. God help us. I want you to know something. You can make all the money in the world, but I ask you, where's Jesus? Hey, you can be popular, many of you are, but I want to ask you, where is Jesus in your life? You can get all kind of nice stuff, and you probably have a lot of nice stuff, but I want you to know, where is Jesus? Somebody help me preach. You can get all the degrees, have a great business, but I want to tell you, these ladies, when they got to the tomb, I'll tell you the state they were in. They were helpless because he wasn't there. They felt hopeless because something, they thought something bad was going on. There's some of you in this room, your life's upside down. You've been looking for all the right things. You've been looking for it here. You've been looking for it there. You're so miserable. You're so unhappy. You're so helpless. You feel so hopeless. You feel so heartbroken. I want you to know they were putting all their stock in finding a dead body. I want you to know something. I'm not looking for no dead Jesus. My Jesus is alive. You say, how you know I spoke to him this morning? Am I all right?
Amen.
Then I want you to know thoroughly. Amen. You say you're preaching fast. Well, just listen fast. Amen. Then looking 4 through 8, I see a timely proclamation. They didn't find Jesus, but they did find some angels. And they were surprised when they find the angels. But I want y'all to know, I feel like the angels were surprised that they found them. Why in the world are you looking for somebody alive in a cemetery? Some of y'all didn't get that. Why would you look for somebody living in a cemetery? That's what we do most of the time. We're trying to find him in all these dead things, alcohol, drugs, porno, and all that filth. But he didn't know that. I'll tell you where he is. He's found in the Word of God. He's the one came from heaven. He's alive this morning. Amen. Thank you, brother. I feel like preaching this morning. Amen. They were perplexed. I'll tell you what happened. Them angels spoke to them. Yeah, they spoke to them. What are you doing? I can't just imagine the place. I just put myself, what in the world are you doing here, ladies? What in the world are you here for? He's not here. He's alive. Don't you, ladies, remember? He spoke to you along the way. And then the Bible says, I'm about ready to fly right here. That they remembered his words. Yeah, y'all didn't get that. That's all right. But I got it. They remembered how he said, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I'll raise it up again. They remembered he said, I got power to lay it down and I've got power to take it up again. And they responded with wonder. You know what bothers me about a lot of church people today? I might as well just preach. Can I come down here and just rattle off something I've been wanting to say for a little while? I just wonder why you have become so dead in your religion. And so cold in your religion, and everything's boring to you. I want to tell you, I'm the most excited person. I'm happier than most of you when I'm asleep.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I got something, young people. He's alive. He's alive in me. I'm excited. The wonder hadn't left me. It may have left your parents. It may have left somebody else. But the wonder hadn't left me. I remember what he'd done when he saved me by his grace. I know what he'd done when I realized that he was delivered from my offenses and raised for my justification. I know all about that.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, God. We all right? Y'all okay over here? I know some of you might be here for the first time. Don't. Just take another pill. You'll get it over real quick. I'm excited. I know when you see most Christians in this neighborhood, they're about half dead, cold, indifferent. But I want to tell you something. God put some joy in me. God put some life in me. I've got resurrection life in me. I've got eternal life in me. It's real this morning. Whew. Verse 7, they realized his work. Same work Isaiah saw. The psalmist saw. David saw. By the way, Abraham even rejoiced to see his day. And then he received his way. I want to tell you, you got a choice this morning. You can follow dead paths, or you can follow his way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. He's not a dead Savior this morning. You're looking for him in the wrong places. Who'd you talk to this morning? He's alive. Hey, by the way, when your friends drop you, he's alive. When your money gets plenty, he's alive because he supplies all your needs. I think what some of us need to do this morning, we need to receive that timely proclamation. He's alive. He's risen. Then lastly, I see a transformed perspective. Praise God. Verse 8, instant acceptance. Look what it says. And they remembered his words. Look at me, I'm going to slow down. How many Easters and how many messages you going to have to hear about the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ before you repent of your sins and get right with God? Am I preaching Dale? I mean, how many Easter Sunday mornings are you going to come to church and sit down and then walk out the back door the same way you walked in without Christ when he's risen from the dead? Then I see an instinctive action. Look at verse 9. I like this. And he returned from the sepulcher and told all these things unto the leaven and all the rest. How many of you remember when you got saved? Raise your hand when you remember. Come on, let me take you down memory lane. You were wicked and sinful, and God saved you. What'd you want to do? I want y'all to know when I went home, I had that Mustang, wind is down, the birds were singing, I thought they were singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. I got home and I witnessed to my bartending daddy. First time he's ever heard the real truth about the gospel. You said, what happened to you? I tell you what, when God puts something in you, you want to tell others about it. How about that? You ain't going to keep it to yourself. Uh-uh, friend. Hey, listen to me. For 51 years, this man has been preaching the gospel, telling everybody I know that there's hope, there's help, there's one to take care of you. Am I preaching? I'm trying to help you. Then I seen this insistent effect. When told Peter and all of them, hey, listen, you know what? Here's what happened. I ain't making it up. Look at verse 11. You see it there?
I see it.
They thought these girls done lost their mind.
Idle tales. Yes, sir.
And some of you think that's what religion is.
Yes,
an idle tale. That's what you think.
Yes, sir.
You just think it's an old, old story that doesn't have any relevance for today. But I'm going to tell you what happened. Them old girls were so excited. Them old boys said, "Oh, God, am I going to listen to these foolish women? What am I going to do?" I'll tell you what they did. Said, "I think I'd better at least go take a check." Here's what I'm telling you this morning. You don't think you ought to do this morning? Won't you take a little look this morning? Look at your own miserable life. Look at you hell bound and without any hope this morning. Look at your life unhappy. Your marriage is unhappy. Everything's unhappy. Something is wrong. Something is lacking. What is it? You're missing something. You're missing Jesus. Now I'll close. I'm trying. Let's go ahead, please. I want to give you three last little nuggets. Three last ones. Here's what these ladies did, actually. They were looking, and some of you better listen carefully. They were looking for life in a place of death. He's not there. He's alive. Do you believe that? And some of you this morning, I don't think any of you want to die and go to hell. I believe every one of you want to go to heaven. At least you're in church. You believe God. But see, here's the problem. You've been looking for life in a place of death. You've been looking for light or guidance in a place of darkness. It was dark. There's nowhere to find Jesus. Some of you may have had your drinks last night. Some of you may have tried to get high on something last night because you're just looking for something to stimulate you. And listen to this. They were they were looking for liberty in a place of detention. That tomb wasn't nothing but a detention. And there's some of you in this room, you are bound up this morning. You're enslaved by sin. Enslaved and in bondage. And here's how you are this morning. You're detained. And I want you to know there's no liberty. But I'll tell you where there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. And you came this morning. I don't know if you came because of a friend. I don't know if you came because you thought, is this the right thing to be here on Easter Sunday morning? I don't exactly get it. But you are here. And you've come face to face with a risen Savior. And I ask you, what are you going to do with this man called Jesus? Would you bow your head with me? Real quietly. Let's try not to move around too much. With your head bowed and your eyes closed. How many of you say, "Preacher Smith, I do know that if I died today, I know I'm going to heaven." Would you raise your hand? Testify for me. Thank you. Several of you couldn't raise your hand. Can I talk to you a moment? How many of you here just couldn't raise your hand? But you know, you're somewhat like those ladies. You've been looking for the right things, but you haven't come to the right source. Jesus died, was buried, rose again. If you're here this morning and you say, "Preacher, I want the right things in my life, preacher." I may right now say, "Preacher, I'm not saved, but I want you to know I need to meet Christ. And I'd just like for you to pray for me. I'd like to meet him." Would you just raise your hand and say, "Pray for me. I've never been saved, God bless that hand. Somebody else, just, you're here. You're here. You've never been saved. You're looking for all the right things. You're here. You, how many sermons have you heard in your lifetime about Jesus? And you still are reluctant to let Him take your life. I pray right now that you just get right with God. You trust Him this morning. Stand with me. And you that slip your hand up, you that are lost, how about Easter Sunday morning being your day? Father, touch right now, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.